Dreamy, Disney Prince, How the Media Sold Justin Trudeau. By Amy Furr on February 21, 2022. Canada's far-left Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing intense media scrutiny after police brutalized peaceful protesters in Ottawa this weekend. Before he suspended civil rights in Canada through the Emergencies Act to use violence against anti-mandate Freedom Convoy protesters, Trudeau was a media darling enjoying years of fawning media coverage over his reportedly dreamy, smoking hot Disney Prince looks. In 2015, E! News dubbed Trudeau a smoking hot syrupy fox and gushed at the thought of him being the prime minister, shortly before his Liberal Party won the election that same year. There's a new Ryan Gosling in town, and he too is smart. Occasionally shirtless and driving the world wild. We have to give this morning's luckiest woman in the world award to Sophie Gregoire, Trudeau's lovely wife. Yes, you heard right, the hunk, who is the eldest son of former Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, is spoken for, but don't give up hope. You can still fantasize about him thanks to the tsunami of shirtless photos floating around the internet. In 2016, Politico ran a piece titled Justin Fever Hits Washington and said his trip to the Capitol had residents swooning. Seriously, with his looks, heart, and mind, he's dreamy. One senior Obama administration official was quoted as saying, adding he is my new political crush. In 2017, TMZ declared Trudeau had a great butt and speculated he did a lot of squats on a regular basis. The same year, Marie Claire shared a video montage of precious Justin Trudeau moments that were allegedly previously unseen. Trudeau is currently experiencing waning popularity. According to several recent polls, after his handling of the Freedom Convoy anti-mandate demonstrations, Canadian police recently worked to disperse the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, having arrested 191 people so far, including trampling demonstrators with mounted officers, according to Breitbart News. The outlet reported Monday that Trudeau was still insisting that his government use the Emergencies Act, even though police violently removed the Freedom Convoy protesters from Ottawa and no active Freedom Convoy protests are currently occurring.